I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Adam telling Reki not to get cocky.
Oh, it sounded like you were going to keep talking. And ends with... and ends with Kaoru laughing at Adam falling in the rain. This is minute 18 of episode 11, King versus Nobody. Great minute.
Banger minute.
And honestly, surprises. I completely forgot that he went for full swing kiss again.
Yeah, I didn't remember
that. I was not expecting that.
I remember him tripping over because there was a meme where he was tripping over.
Meme.
But not the full swing kiss. Not him getting his cardio in the random forest.
Oh, yeah. That was bizarre.
That was so funny.
How cool, though. What a fun minute.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Infinite Minute. This is an anime by minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Jonathan.
And we pick up where we left off. I think I say this every time we record. In the rain.
Yeah. It's raining.
It's still raining. It's raining. It's still raining. Adam is still behind Reki.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, I had my volume up really loud.
Oh, gosh.
Aren't we clever?
Aren't we clever? I love that. And the Japanese don't get cocky was good, too. Mm. I liked that.
And, yeah, he Adam doesn't take Ricky's gloating to heart. He's like, if you think rain's going to stop me.
No, you've got another thing coming, bud. But it is nice to know that he feels like he needs to crack out the full swing kiss. Like, I feel like that's like a last resort move.
Desperation.
You know?
Desperado.
Yeah. You got to come to your senses.
Mm.
Something about fences. I don't know what the next line is.
Speak on that. and yeah, he clickety clack on the skateboard.
Yeah, he into
a copse of trees.
We should also say I'm really loving the rain animation.
Mm.
It's almost like not noticeable, but noticeable enough.
Yeah, you're right. That nice little layer on top.
Yeah, and you could kind of sense that it's heavy as well without them having to like fully wash it out with rain animation.
Yeah, it was nice. Sense.
I think that the splash up from the wheels helps with that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I love that in a skateboard race, Adam just realizes, well, I guess feet don't family now. Yeah.
I got to run and also somehow spiral my board in the air.
Through midair. Well, he does
through midair next to me.
He's like a speedrunner where he has to do like the same setup every time to do like his glitch or his trick. He has to like flip the board in that way to do the full swing kiss, I'm assuming.
Oh, I see. Makes sense.
No, I'm just making shit up. But I love when speedrunners do that, how they're like, so I have to do this frame perfect trick here and set it up. I set it up by making Mario jumping twice to the side and then once backwards, and then I take his hat off and then nailed it. Like, it's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's
how did
crazy.
You figure this out?
I've seen some people talk about their speedruns, and like sometimes it's like you get to the end and there's like a fraction of a chance that you get the move that you need to get to the next part, and it's just, you can't do anything about it. It just happens to be chance that you get that move come or whatever. Like
the RNG.
Oof.
Love it all. I remember we used to be impressed when Mitch could finish Super Mario Brothers 2 in like a pretty quick time.
Ooh, that's impressive.
Yeah. And there was a game I tried to finish in like 8 minutes at my bachelor party and did not.
No luck.
No, yeah. And it was, we went to a movie. I think I've talked about this before. We went to a cinema.
Yeah.
My boys hired out a cinema and we played some video games.
Cute.
You mean the lads?
I don't know. It's funny though, because I remember you telling me you watched a speed run of like Elden Ring in like 7 minutes or something. And I was like, how?
Yeah, just glitches. But it's, glitches. It's always fun to watch, yeah.
So funny.
And the recent AGDQ from earlier this year, there was a guy whose dog speed ran a game. Like, he trained his dog to press the big buttons that Wally uses for the SNES or NES.
Oh.
Wally? Not Wally. Rob. They're the same character.
What? Is this from the movie? Wally?
Rob is a robot. let me circle back.
What are
back.
We talking Rob about? What's happening?
Rob is a robot who plays. Rob is a robot who plays video games. He appears in Super Smash Brothers. Who's this character?
It's not Wally though from the Pixar movie.
No, but he looks like I just went to Wally, but it's Rob. They're got two you. Legally distinct robots who look nothing alike, especially not in my mind.
No.
How did we get here, Caitlin? What the fuck are we talking about?
Speedrunning Adam. He glitches his skateboard through the air.
Yeah, he does a frame perfect full swing kiss setup.
Yeah, while he also runs through the forest, takes a shortcut to cut Recky off. This was a pretty cool moment though when he grabs the skateboard and slides in front of him. I gotta say.
Oh yeah, so sick. Into the Matcha Blossom can't believe it shot.
Yeah, this is great. I loved how freaked out Cherry looked.
Mm. Well, yeah, PTSD much?
Oh, hell yeah. Exactly. Even Joe looks freaked out.
Mm.
They're both very worried.
And this is the naming of the full swing kiss.
Yes. I feel like we talked about this last, actually, what, episode 9? Far out. We talked about this in episode 9, I think, that we didn't know if it had a name or not.
Mm.
Here we go.
And I love that we get the full anime moment of the character yelling out the name of their move.
Well, we didn't in the dub. We got Pucker Up Buttercup, which I found fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they really subverted that for the English if we want to be nice, and they just did whatever the fuck they want if we want to be not nice.
True.
they just fucking went ham.
I wonder if it wasn't a mouth flap thing, was it?
Nah.
No.
They heard Full Swing Kiss and they said Pucker Up Buttercup.
Pucker Up Buttercup.
I did love it though. I laughed a lot.
I kind of really loved the moment where he says, I named it Full Swing Kiss, and you just see his mouth. And there's this like beautiful lighting and the rain. Mm. I don't know. There's something about this moment that is really lovely.
Mm, it is nice. Bit sexy. Adam's wet hair.
The little bit warm, saucy.
Yeah.
Saucy brat.
Fuck. Curse this slop.
And then Rye just blew my eardrums out. I don't know how yours are.
Oh my, I pissed myself at this bit.
You don't have to take that hit!
Babe, he can't hear you.
You don't have to take
that hit! He can't hear you, doll. He's on the course. You don't need to scream that loud.
It was so funny.
Bless him.
And then, yeah, Adam's in his little baseball swing, looking very, I don't know, there's something weird about the way he's drawn here.
Yeah.
Definitely a cleanup on the Blu-rays job.
Ooh, for sure, for sure.
Big boy.
I do love the droplets coming off Recky in slow motion.
Mm.
That's cool. I love that little moment, that little detail. It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. That, so sick.
Very cool.
It's the most Sonic Adams looked in a while.
Yeah, there's one shot where he looks like a Homestuck character.
Like one of the trolls? Or?
I think so. I'll tell you the one I mean when we get to it, but he looks very dodgy. Okay.
I'm surprised you remember the name of the trolls. Did you finish Homestuck?
No.
No, neither.
I don't even think I got that far through it, to be entirely honest with you.
I was thinking about Andrew Hussey the other day.
Is that the guy that drew it?
Yeah. that created it, and how he like ran all those Kickstarters and they just never happened.
Oh,
there's a lot of that going on in general, but they do warn you with Kickstarter,
like that it's not a guarantee. Yeah,
you're not buying the product; you're buying like into the product.
Yeah,
Sarah Z did a really good video on it. Canadian bread tuber.
Ooh, yeah. Bread tuber.
Bread tube, yeah.
I don't know what that is. I'm not
look
in.
It's one of those perpetually online, I feel like I know what I should know what this means, but I don't. I'm pretty sure it literally just means like comfy video essays.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. And very cute. They call themselves bread tube. Bread tube.
Bread tube.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
I don't know. Homestuck. How long would it take you to go through the whole thing, do you think, if you wanted to do it?
Like a couple of
a long time, right?
It would not a couple of days. It's like longer than War and Peace, I'm pretty sure.
Jesus Christ.
It's not even on the original website anymore because Flash is dead.
Yeah.
But there is a place you can read the whole thing.
Yeah, right.
But there's a lot of like timey-wimey timeline nonsense going on in that.
I don't have time for that.
No, I'm sure it's great, but what I read was enough for me.
Yeah, same. I was like, I'm not that invested.
Feels like the kind of thing Mitch would have read all of.
I think I have a feeling you probably did. Yeah. I have a feeling I was talking to him when I was reading it.
He's halfway through One Piece.
Oh, that's some reason. That's a good effort.
Every time, like, Homestuck has like this sense memory thing for me, where I always, when I'm thinking about where I was when I was reading it, I always imagine this suburban street in North Geelong, and I'm with my dad, and he's dropping off or picking up a lawnmower.
That's so funny.
It's so weird that it's like this so specific. Like image in my brain when I think of Homestuck, even though I like obviously would have just been reading it on my phone.
I have one as well though, like not that specific, but like I definitely remember being at my dining room table in our Footscray house. Like I very much that's where I read it when I was reading it.
I only went to that house once, I think.
Yeah, probably
for a party.
Halloween.
Party. Yeah, Bogan theme.
Oh, that was Taylor's birthday.
That was the theme. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. How fun.
Yeah, Homestuck. Huh? It's like those when you remember where you are when you hear a podcast again.
I thought you were going to say we're Princess Diana time.
Pretty sure I would have been asleep. And six.
I thought that's what you were going to say. Oh,
no,
shit.
I don't know. I might have been playing Crash Bandicoot. I don't know. It was very close to when I got my
probably
PlayStation.
Probably would have been around then, yeah.
Yeah. Like the year after. It was 97. just had this question in trivia yesterday.
Oh, wow. Adam, full swing kiss.
Pucker up, buttercup.
Pucker up, buttercup.
They put some extra sauce on this full swing kiss in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
Feels a bit different to the one with cherry. It's a bit more pink.
Yes. Yeah. A few more speed lines. It feels faster.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't feel faster. The cherry's one does feel very like, whoa, you don't even really get a second to breathe.
Mm. I think this one they're really trying to sell the impact. Like, for you to think that Reki has been pulverized by it?
Yeah, 100%. It does have an impact noise.
Like,
It does make, like, a noise, but surprise.
And then this little, like, wah, 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 wah. What's this bit? What's this all about? This little instrument. Yeah. Like a wah, 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 wah for Adam. Like, sad tuba moment.
A little bit. This is the moment I thought he looked like a Homestuck character, and I think it's mainly because of the eyes on the mask, and he doesn't have any teeth marks. Like, it's just like a white strip of teeth.
Yeah, I can see it, yeah.
Just this very not detailed face.
It's weird that the eyes are moving independently Like they're moving. The eyes moving here. It's kind of fucked.
You're right, actually. I didn't notice that.
Like they're actually reacting.
Yes. Like normal eyes. It's would. Like the Spider-Man suit.
Or the mask.
Somebody stop me.
I thought you were going to say somebody's poisoned the water hole. I'm like, that's not right. There's a snake in my boot. That's another trivia thing. We have a little game where you have to guess who's behind the mask.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, and if I forget to say it's not Jim Carrey, someone will always go, Jim Carrey.
Classic. Classic jokes.
Fucker in the room.
Classic jokes at trivia.
Yeah, good thing I'm getting paid.
But the big surprise is that Reki threw his coat.
The bait and switch.
The bait and switch and distracted Adam and he did a dodge.
What a fast, quick change.
Oh, yeah. Getting your blazer off of on top of a hoodie in the rain while skateboarding, it cannot be an easy task.
It's like a Kill the Kill move, this, using clothes as a weapon. I love it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, saucy brat gets called out. They didn't say saucy brat in the English. I wish he did.
We just got brat because of the mouth flaps.
Brat!
And the music here as well, like these strings that come in, da-da-da-da, and it gets really like...
The music was so fun in this minute. I can't remember if we said while we were recording, but it's like battle music in a video game.
I think
I'm playing so much Final Fantasy at the moment, so it's like fresh in my head. But like, that's the vibe it gave me. I was like, ooh.
You got that JRPG. Did you ever play Persona 5?
No, I haven't. And I did think about it.
Might be worth a pickup.
I thought about it.
The updated version is probably another one that's on the PSN.
Is this the one where you like take video games, you take DVDs back to the store?
Yeah, okay. and the cat tells you when it's time to go to bed.
Okay. I think
like, no, you've done three activities today. It's time for bed. Okay, Morgana.
Okay, sure.
Don't tell me when to go to bed. Dumb cat.
Maybe I'll check it out. I've got I've got Jedi Survivor to play after. Actually, I've got Rebirth to play first and then Jedi. Mm. So then after that maybe I'll play Persona.
Persona 5 is one of those words like Yakuza 0 that I put 80 hours into and never finished. And I'm like, that was just a waste of my life, wasn't it?
That's so sad.
And I could never go back.
That was like Dragon Quest for me, but I finished it. I was so proud of myself.
Nice. Proud of you,
Caitlin. I got all the endings. There's like 20 endings to that game.
I didn't play the post game. I had enough. I'd had enough.
Fair.
But yeah.
It's a good game.
Yeah. I never need to play another JRPG again after it. So, yeah. And I never will.
No, you never have to. That's a good thing about free will. Adam slips.
Suddenly fucking philosophy minute.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Adam slips and David makes a funny noise.
Oh, I peaked. I definitely peaked.
It made me giggle so much. I can't.
It's so funny.
It's so homo of him. It's so funny.
What did Koyasu do? I can't even remember.
I can't remember because it was so funny. David,
I overshadowed by the... Oh! It got to be said as well, the shot where Reki's like got his arms out and he's like...
Oh, yes.
Fully kneeling down. Sick.
Yeah. Naruto arms and everything. It's pretty fun.
He doesn't even make a noise when he hits the ground. That was like actor choice.
I love that so much. I love it so much. It's so funny. It just adds to the embarrassment as well, I think.
For sure.
Which is so good. Like, how embarrassing to humiliation. Slip and fall on your face while it's raining.
Sorry, I'm just listening to it again. It's so funny.
Oh, it's so great.
It's like a perfect effort. Like, Matt had a perfect effort recently where he did that one where he was like, oh.
Yes.
This is another perfect just face plant.
Perfect. Everyone is shocked. Tadashi, we see him first, shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked,
looking cute in his hat.
He tripped. And then we get one of the most adorable things in this whole show, which is Cherry. Well, actually... They kind of bury the lead a little bit here, and it makes it look like he's like crying or something because you don't see his face. And Joe's another like, "Are you okay?" And then you see that Cherry is just like laughing his tits off, and it's so cute.
It's a real catharsis, Schadenfreude.
Absolutely.
Moment. Yeah.
Schadenfreude.
Like all. Every time I think of Schadenfreude, that song.
In your pain. When people good ever song. Ask me if I know what Schadenfreude means, I'm like, yeah, I know what that means.
And I know how it's spelled.
Yes, Schadenfreude.
Beautiful, Caitlin.
You're welcome.
That would be like a what do you call it? A bucket list show?
Yeah,
bucket list. A Desert Island Discs show.
Yeah, yeah, bucket list.
It's bucket list, yeah.
I would love to do Avenue Q. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It'd be so fun.
It'd be so much fun. You'd be great in Avenue Q.
If I could get a Trekkie monster, if I could get a proper Trekkie monster going, I'd love to do Nikki and Trekkie.
Yeah.
But,
you could do pretty much any of the boy parts, I think.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Like, I actually think it would be a great show for you.
Just nail everything. Because I can do the Kermit voice for Nikki. Like, yeah. I can do the Kermit. Yeah, yeah. But the Trekkie monster is the one where I'd have to be like, how do you fucking do that?
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
How do you do that voice all the time? Like, without hurting your voice, how do you do it and keep it supported? Like, how would you do it?
That was great.
Thank you. But yes, they bury the lead. They bait and switch us. Yes. Kaoru is happy.
He's so
in
happy.
Adam's pain.
Of course
he's taking
he
pleasure
is.
In it. Because I guess it's the catharsis as well of, like, for years I have waited for a gift like yours to appear. It's a musical theater episode, everyone. Madame Morrible, can we talk about the Wicked trailer? We haven't talked about the Wicked trailer,
talk
have we?
About the Wicked trailer.
No, it looks like trash, doesn't it?
So
it looks fucking
bad.
Shit.
Why do we also need two? Like, can we not just have one movie?
I think they might be adapting the books more than the musical because there are two books.
Okay.
But that being said, I do love the drama of the homewreckers both being in it. I didn't think it was a showmance. Like, is it a showmance?
Oh, yes.
Is that how it happened?
Oh, 100%, yes.
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Of all characters, it's Bok and Glinda.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Hilarious.
So funny.
Oh, it's awful, though. Like, he's literally left his, like, newborn child.
Awful.
It's fucking
I posted a comment about it in a group chat with Mitch, Callum and Emily. Mm. And I was just like, oh, this like homewrecker casting makes this extra spicy. And Callum and Emily are both just like, I don't know what any of this means. And Mitch is like the only one
they're
who knows what it
means. They're
not
online enough.
Like, they're not terminally online.
It's awful.
They don't know the beef with Ariana and SpongeBob.
The other thing that I've been seeing so much is everyone's taken offense of is the lighting.
Mm.
Everyone's like, it looks like shit. Just like
it's the classic hiding the lighting through CG type thing. Mm. Like all the lighting looks digital.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing's digital.
Yeah, it's bad. Like,
we're going to look back on this era of CG and be like, it was too much. Mm. It was too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Every
like
background
when it was
now
used
is just CG. Every background.
Sparingly. when it was used sparingly, it was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a golden age that we've already left behind of movies with CG. Yeah. I have a feeling maybe the Planet of the Apes are in there, but I've never seen those, so I can't say for certain.
Yeah, it's sad.
Mm.
It's really sad.
Yeah. I mean, we can't all be out here setting off actual nukes like Nolan, but...
No.
Not everything can be practical.
But we didn't have to do that back in the day, so we didn't, you know...
Back in my day.
Oh, we should stop talking.
We didn't have the computer-generated images. Don't know why I turned into a southern preacher, man.
They laugh. Well, Cowdery laughs.
They laugh and laugh.
He laughs at Adam falling over. It's very cute.
Actually, bless Damon and all the things he's done. But his laugh was cute.
Cute
you
laugh.
Can't deny. He had a cute laugh. And we're talking about laughter like a couple of episodes ago with like the Reki and Lunga bit where they do the Titus laugh.
Yeah.
A bit. I think Damon nailed this. Like he didn't make it sound awkward at all. The Japanese one, it always sounds natural because we don't know what natural Japanese laughter sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
So we believe it. But I believed him here. It sounded legit.
Yeah, it was really cute. I enjoyed it. And it's just really cute seeing Joe look at him and like have this really sweet look of like, what the fuck? Like, but like a happy what the fuck. Like, I don't think I've ever seen you laugh like this. Or like, I haven't seen you laugh like this in 8 years, like probably.
Mm.
So that's really
sweet. Well, I got distracted there. I was saying like, yeah, all the things that Cherry has tried to do to fix this relationship, and it's the weather that fucks him up.
Yes.
Like all the planning, all the AI development.
Yeah. You're right though.
All the software engineering, and it's literally just
the rain.
The weather. Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
How do you make rain or weather a plot point that doesn't feel forced? We've talked about this before.
It's always going to be anything that relies on chance is always going to feel like it's shoehorned in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
At least in, well, I mean, at least in this, he thought about it though. He was like, oh, it's raining today. And I've just looked at these rainy wheels. So it kind of fits.
The plotting was good.
Yeah, it's not like the fucking wheelie chair episode that, you know, it's not like that moment where we were just like, Jesus Christ.
Huh? What? Oh, they tripped.
But yeah.
On an office chair?
It's like, this is the issue I have with Endgame, the Avengers Endgame part one or whatever, no, part two, whatever the second one is. Endgame,
would you believe me if I told you I've never seen an Avengers? God. Yeah, brother. I'm off the zeitgeist. I'm off the train. I'm off Instagram. I'm off the chain. I'm spitting bars. I've never seen Avengers.
My issue with Endgame, whatever the one is, the second one.
Mm.
Infinity War's the first one. Endgame's the second one, right?
It's all nonsense.
Is that the only reason any of it works is because at the very start of the movie, a rat, like... presses a button. A rat is in a storage cage and presses a button that releases Ant-Man from the world, the little ant world that he's in. And then he can go and like fix everything. So if that rat hadn't have scurried into this little container and pressed this fucking button, none of the movie would have happened.
This is so funny without any context. And he can escape his ant world and I'm like, this is what it sounds like when I explain anime to people.
Anyway, let's rant over.
I heard someone say the word anime in a cafe today, and I'm like Pavlovian, like triggered.
Who said that?
Yeah. I was like, who said anime? And then they were like, oh yeah, Blue Eye Samurai, you got to check it out. And I'm like, it's not even anime.
Stop
it's
it.
Western. And I sat back in my chair and continued drinking my Guatemalan batch brew.
All right. I can smell my dinner. So let's wrap this up. What was your favorite moment?
Possibly the best way to end a minute ever. Ooh, is that risotto I smell? My favorite moment. Pucker up Buttercup, maybe? Or you don't have to take that hit? It was all good. It was kind of all good.
It was a really good minute.
Yeah, it was a really good minute. I loved that the Full Swing Kiss got named and thwarted.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, I think that's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Like, we saw the creation of the name and we saw the kind of death of the move.
Yeah, fantastic.
Because now everyone knows how to avoid it.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, what was your favorite moment?
David's little yelp. David's little yelp when he fell. And probably Cherry laughing. That was very sweet. Very cute.
Cherry's laughing was so cute.
It was just a really good minute, though. Like, God bless. So cool.
Yeah, we had everything. We had catharsis. We had, like, epic moments. We had running through trees.
Yeah.
We had Wicked, Avenue Q. So many musical
All of our
references.
Special interests.
God, these fucking theatre kids. You can tweet at us, infinite_minute on Twitter.
Or you can email us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com. Tell me why you hate Endgame.
I have no idea. I think I saw it once on TV and the Hulk was like, had crystal, or Tilda Swinton was talking to the Hulk something. And she had like these crystals and I was like, what the fuck is Tilda Swinton doing here? Bye.
Bye. She's a monk too. Ooh.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.